Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America as well as around the world via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially to our over-the-road long-haul truckers, the men and the women that keep America going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Well, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com, that's the website, Denise Simon. Good morning to you, and happy Mother's Day the day after.
Okay, thank you. Good morning.
At least I didn't say that other thing.
Oh, happy birthing person.
Oh, my God. I couldn't believe that. I mean, there were actually people saying that. I saw them saying it on the internet. But
including
anyway.
Including people in Congress.
Yeah, exactly. What a bunch of dopes. Okay, I got to start out with your buddy. You've interviewed him a number of times, Gordon Chang. He's making international headlines right now. He said two things. First of all, Biden is not moving fast enough on China, and China has murdered thousands of Americans.
Well, he's clearly on a quest because even his social media is saying that end China's crimes. And he's not wrong. He's saying that China's crimes are so horrific that leaders around the world and other countries can't talk about them or won't talk about them. And
yep.
That's the shape of it.
Yep.
So he's not only putting a spotlight on Biden for not taking action, but he's doing the same thing with other world leaders. It's like, you know, where are you? And, you know, China wields a lot of power around this world. Some really nefarious power, but nonetheless big power. And, to big countries and small countries. And we've all put ourselves, not just the United States, but we've put ourselves in this position where we are at the mercy of China. If we stopped trade with China tomorrow, the United States would collapse within a handful of days. We couldn't do it.
Mm.
And, think about that for a second. What comes to us from China?
Just about everything electronic.
Everything.
Yeah.
I mean, there are so many, almost all of our pharmaceuticals, I would say somewhere in the realm of north of 95%.
Yeah.
Rare earth minerals, food, basic food products that we use for foods, ingredients, I should say. So it would be a bad thing, but we've put ourselves here.
Mm. Well, the United States government is trying to help the pipeline operator, Colonial Pipeline, after a major cyber attack, which, by the way, all we heard the talking head saying was, well, you don't need to worry. The price of gasoline is stable. We have plenty of gasoline. Prices aren't going to go up. And within 30 minutes, they were up a nickel a gallon everywhere.
Well, it shouldn't actually go up because, I mean, some of that is actually right. And this is this. What they did was, in part of the system, there was some ransomware that was affected this, okay? There wasn't really a real hack. So the system was shut down by choice and not because of a hack. Now, the federal government has offered some major help and some resources, but the people over at Colonial Pipeline are like, nah, we don't really want that. They've actually gone out and hired FireEye to give them some assistance. Now, we're getting some conflicting reports, but I think the people over at Colonial have been pretty open about this. And that is to say that they had some very sophisticated things in place for protections, you know, like firewalls and whatnot. And it is said that this attempt and or ransomware in one part of the system was quite sophisticated. And they said it was a group of people from Eastern Europe.
Yeah, they've identified them as a company or a group called Dark Side.
Yeah, so apparently they've had some experience with these people before.
Yeah, they've stolen money from corporations and given a cut to charity. That's what they do. That's where the ransomware comes in.
So that's where we are with this one. It's this one's going to be a tough one.
Yeah, and of course the Commerce Secretary, former mayor of foreign governor of Rhode Island, Gina Raimondo, said, "What businesses now have to worry about is that we will work very vigorously with the Homeland Security Department to address the problem, calling it a top priority for the administration. No need to worry; we have oil in the system. We don't need to worry about that." Blah 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 blah. But all of this stuff was just stretching the truth for human consumption, I guess, because we do have plenty to worry about. Hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, more to Captain's America Third Watch with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check it out.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Mr. Professor of Politics, Kyle Warren. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team. They are part of my integrated health plan that helps keep my body under check when it comes to inflammation that I have a problem with in my left foot and ankle, and also the pain that I go through when all that takes place. And because of the ingredients that are in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, it does help to support the body's natural response to inflammation and lower or even eliminate pain associated with anything that you have, like, say, maybe arthritis, rheumatism, bursitis, or some of those things, or you just got plain old muscle aches and pains. This will work for you because it'll alleviate pain right at the source. It's 100% drug-free, which is the best part about it. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product, and it supports a healthy response to help you get healthy and brings back the healing process to those muscles and joints, too. Now, for $19.95, that's all it costs for the 3-week quick start. You can get that by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. $19.95 gets it started for you. You've got 3 weeks, and if it works for you, so be it. And if it doesn't, you're only out $20. You say, well, sorry, don't need it, and away you go. relieffactor.com/captain. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I'll tell you what, you just can't, you know, we can sit here all day long, and we can go around with the border. And by the way, here's a story, and I think I'll throw this in there right now. A Texas sheriff was on TV yesterday, and he absolutely blasted the Biden administration, as I would too once I found out about this, for making the Texas National Guard pick up the garbage at the border. why in the hell don't we just take these illegals that we're holding in custody and get them back on the border and say, hey, you folks want to be here in this country? Clean the damn mess up that you left.
It's really quite remarkable that if I was Texas and I was Arizona, I would be taking these videos and I would be packaging them and not only mailing them to the White House by Federal Express, but I'd be sending them to them in social media, and I'd be in tweets. So they cannot deny that they don't know some of this. Mayorkas gets down there at the end of this week. This past week, he says the border is closed. This is the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. The border is closed.
Not true. Not even close.
I mean, they lie with impunity here.
They're all doing it, right?
We have spent, what's the number? $8 billion? Is it $3 billion or $8 billion?
I think it's eight.
On the illegals so far this year.
Oh yeah, it's $8 billion total, $3 billion on illegals. There you go. I just got corrected. You're right. Yeah, unbelievable.
Who approved that money? I didn't see any legislation.
I think it was Chuck Schumer and Kamala Harris. Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi said, "Okay, go ahead."
But there wasn't any legislation.
No. There hasn't been any legislation the whole time. That's part of the problem. But, Kamala Harris, by the way, let's get her into the mix. 46 days without a news conference since being tapped for her border crisis role. Will she break Joe's record? I say yes. What'd he go, 56 or something like that?
Who is it? We have now, I think we've got a couple of senators that are actually saying, you know what, the Republicans have all visited the border a couple of times.
Yeah.
Now what they're doing is they're going down to Mexico and to Guatemala. I mean, they're already visiting those countries' leaders before Kamala Harris even gets there in June.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they're just as furious at all of this as we are.
And she's going to do a Zoom call, what, next week or something like that with the president of Mexico?
We already did it.
Oh, okay. Well, then there's another one she's doing a Zoom call with. Guatemala, Honduras, somebody down there.
Notice we don't get any formal readouts of these conversations that they have with these leaders.
Oh, of course not. Then we might know something. By the way, the veterans are just absolutely fuming in New York City at Mayor Bill de Blasio over not being able to have their Memorial Day parade while the marijuana pot smokers got a permit to march.
It's all fair, isn't it? Everything that we're seeing is fair.
Yeah. What's good is bad, and what's bad is good. And evil is prevailing. I mean evil.
It's everywhere.
Yep.
You know, corporations, they must pay their fair share. The rich people, they must pay their fair share in taxes. We keep hearing this. Well, you know, what is fair share? Someone tell us what fair is. And then, you know, you look across the board at really anything else. If you look at legal cases, whether they be civil or criminal, they're not fair.
Yeah.
Sentencing is not fair.
Yep.
Other taxes aren't fair.
By the way, NASA is really upset with China after this rocket debris landed in the Indian Ocean. And it's like, hello, here we are. And they watched it all happening, but... China just didn't say anything to anybody about anything when it came to this rocket.
Well, they were making some predictions, you know. I saw some of that, and they said it would, you know, land in the water. I watched that whole thing for, probably two and a half, three hours. And it was really quite fascinating. You know, where this thing traveled and, you know, very little of the sighting, but you, if you were in kind of a concentric circle, you could see it. It was pretty interesting, I would say, but it did drop it. All of a sudden everything kind of stopped. They couldn't do any more tracking on the thing, which is the only way that they would know that it had, fallen to Earth and made a full, completed re-entry near the Maldives Islands.
Yeah.
So
now
I don't know who picks up the debris in, out there.
I would imagine that would be China, because they had ships in the area, I was told.
I don't think they did. I mean, you can't have ships in the area. You don't know where it's going to land.
Well, yeah, but these, and by the way, here's something else. The Chinese Coast Guard is coming out much further now than what they did before. What's that all about?
What do you mean, coming out much further than what?
They're coming out much further than just the South China Sea. They've been seen over in the Sea of Japan.
Well, if it's open water, they can go wherever they want, like we do.
Yeah, well, they're out intimidating the world, I guess. Now, listen.
They're good at that.
Yeah, listen, the COVID vaccine passport seems to be starting to become a reality in parts of Europe where they're actually putting this into place.
Yeah. You know, in kind of a modified, I guess, backdoor version is happening here in the United States.
Yeah.
You can't go back to college. There's some corporations that won't let you go. Yeah. So now they're getting really interesting enough.
Yep.
Created with incentives. You get NFL tickets to go get your shots, and now they're giving cash bonuses and...
Yep. And I'm going to finish the segment with this real quick. Tom Brady's first ever NFL touchdown pass football is going up for auction. How much are you willing to pay?
Not a dime.
I bet it gets millions. You want to bet?
Yeah, no, I'm not taking this bet.
I don't know where the money's going, but because I haven't heard that yet, but to be continued. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day.
Yeah,
all right, Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com is where you can find out all about her. We'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The White House has declared a state of emergency in response to the shutdown of a vital fuel pipeline on the East Coast. The declaration for 17 states and the District of Columbia lifts restrictions for drivers who are transporting gasoline and other petroleum products into the affected areas. The Colonial Pipeline, which supplies the East Coast with nearly 45% of its fuel needs, has been offline since Friday when the company that operates it was hit by a ransomware attack. And the United States has expressed its concerns to Israel over the recent violence that has erupted in Jerusalem. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan spoke with his Israeli counterpart on Sunday to express the White House's concern over a plan to evict Palestinian families from their homes on land claimed by Jewish settlers in eastern Jerusalem. The U.S., UN, and EU have all called for calm after a weekend of protests that saw hundreds of Palestinians and several Israeli police officers injured. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this portion of the military and veterans news brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has 2 locations. We will tell you where they are. But the most important thing I can tell you right away is that you need to take the tour at one of their 2 facilities. And they're going to tell you all about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got 2 campuses to serve you where you can learn to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. Now, the first one is in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. The second one is down here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, which is on the other side of Tampa Bay. I'm in Tampa. They're over on the other side in Clearwater. Now, what you should do, and what I strongly suggest you do, is give them a call and ask to take the tour of one of their campuses so you can see exactly what it is you'll be doing and what you'll be training to do. It'll impress the hell out of you. I'll tell you that right now. The number to call is 800 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And remember, the website is also NAA.edu. But ask to take the tour and either go to the one in Concord, Mass. Or the one in Clearwater, Florida. And you'll find out that you're getting yourselves into a tremendous career that you are just not going to be able to find anywhere else. National Aviation Academy. Now, we have a situation where the United States Navy intercepted a load of weapons. Believed they were bound for Yemen. And the vessel was boarded, and they found the weapons. Vessel has since been confiscated. But the Arabian Sea was where this happened. And more than likely, the weapons were from Iran. All of this clear violation of the sanctions that are upon your Iran and all that. But we'll see if anybody does anything. Now, in the meantime, the United States has deployed a dozen additional warplanes to bolster the protection of American and coalition forces, pardon me, making a final withdrawal from Afghanistan as the Taliban insurgents have stepped up their pressure on Afghan government forces by attacking, suicide bombings all around the country. And it's widely being reported that the Taliban is building up a major force around and near Kabul, to where when the U.S. pulls out, they will just force their way in. Now, we'll see. We'll see. The Army will put a high-ranking civilian with investigative experience in charge of Criminal Investigation Command, known by the older acronym CID, as well as create an Officer Special Agent Career Field for CID. Now, the U.S. defense, top U.S. defense and military officials are holding out hope that the Afghan government will be able to withstand the latest Taliban military offensive launched several days ago as the U.S. and coalition troops began to leave the country. A Taliban victory in Afghanistan, they say, is not a foregone conclusion. But let me tell you something. From all the sights and scenes that we've seen so far, the extra aircraft coming in to bolster the Afghani forces, it's not pretty. It's not pretty. They are not ready yet, after all these years, to defend themselves. And what's going to be even worse is the people that we're leaving behind, the westernized women and the interpreters that we've had working with us, they're going to be the first ones the Taliban are going to go looking for. And when they do, they're going to kill them. That's all they're going to do. It's a shame we can't get those people out of the country before that happens. Now, more than 130 members of the House of Representatives have signed a letter urging continued financial support for the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter program, signaling a potential roadblock for the lawmakers who have been hoping to cut the F-35 procurement in fiscal year 2022. We'll see if that holds the muster. By the way, more than 20 NATO allies and partners from North America and Europe will participate in the NATO exercise Steadfast Defender 2021, which kicks off a little bit later this month. Going to be quite the exercise going on in Europe. And the U.S. Air Force's C-17 Globemaster III cargo plane was deployed for the first time on the Korean Peninsula during the U.S.-South Korean military exercise. Got to participate in it. Also, U.S. military officials have announced that a top general is considering training Afghan forces in other countries taking them out of Afghanistan and training them in other countries and then sending them back into Afghanistan. I'm not sure that's such a great idea, but then again, you take them out of the country to bring them back in to do what? Will they have a country to come back to is my question. By the way, European Union members have admitted the United States into a project aimed at quickening the flow of military personnel and equipment across the continent. Having the move will open a new front in transatlantic cooperation. We'll see what happens. And Taiwan doesn't have a U.S. embassy, but it's got plenty of influence and more to come as the U.S. is hardening its line on Beijing. The stock in Taiwan is rising in Washington, but the big question is, what happens if China moves against Taiwan? What do we do? What do we do? The money is on the word nothing. Make a lot of noise, but that'd be about it. If they got involved in a real shooting war where the Chinese army would invade Taiwan. By the way, the commander of the U.S. Strategic Command said that he'd like to see a reduced role for nuclear weapons by the United States, Russia, and China, and would like to extend the olive branch to both to see if we could do that. Well, that sounds like a winner. And in case you didn't hear, the Chinese rocket came down over the Indian Ocean. NASA's hopping mad about it because the Chinese didn't tell anybody anything. We had to find out about it as the radar picked up the debris as it started to come back into the atmosphere, landed in the Indian Ocean. So that's where all that's at. And who knows what will happen next. It's just this world that we live in is just like upside down and backwards. And if you think I'm exaggerating, I'm not. Now, not to be outdone, the Navy is still trying to have a 365-ship Navy. They may or may not have come up with a plan or a way to do that. They're refurbishing a lot of their older ships to keep them out on the sea longer than what they normally would, and that's not a bad idea as long as you get them all ship-shaped, pardon the pun, to get them back out there. But we've also got some new vessels that are being produced coming out. There's at least one more aircraft carrier in the mix in the not-too-distant future, and we'll be talking about that soon. In the meantime, get ready for Chris Markowski. He's coming up right after the break here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And when you need to know, this is the place to go all night long.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
And you can hear Ron Edwards on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and then on Saturdays you hear his Edwards Notebook, so listen for him tomorrow. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and 345 horsepower, plus some amazing creature comforts like quilted leather seats and front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel fantastic on a bad back. Now, Moss Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery, and their lease programs are some of the industry's best. Your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for life, and they honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They're located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Moss Nissan, and you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because that's going to save you a big bunch of money. That's all it is money, right? All right, Moss Acura. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
What's the price of gasoline up there right now?
I
I'm afraid to look. I'm curious to see what it's going to be this morning. But prices are going up. It's going to get, you know, worse, if this pipeline doesn't get back online. There's no doubt about that. But with the taxes here, I'm sure it's obviously going to be much more than it is down by you guys, because, that's where the pipeline actually originates. So you guys should be in a much better shape, but up north, it's going to get tough up there.
Well, the price of oil, as you might well expect, is up. The wholesale price of gasoline right now without the tax stands at $2.13 a gallon. Diesel stands at $2.01 a gallon. Again, that's without the tax. You add that to it to your retail price, you know what's going on there. But $74 per barrel on the one-year forecast of futures out there. But what is going on is the group criminal gang known as the Dark Side, which is an Eastern European group, which operates as a Robin Hood type of company where they steal from the corporations and give a cut to charity. This is ransomware 101, and they got into this Colonial Pipeline company, and it looks like as if, even though we were told, oh, we have enough fuel for 5 days and we're okay and the prices won't go up hardly at all. Well, you know, within a matter of just a few hours, they went up a nickel, and I understand now they're up 10 cents a gallon.
Well, I actually even believe that they're the ones that are responsible. I don't know. I mean, that's what we're being told. I don't trust really much of anything that comes from the government. And even if that's the case, this should be a little bit more frightening if some, off the beat group in Eastern Europe is able to pull something off like this. Can you imagine what China could be able to do? With these other countries. I remember it happened to me. This was George W. Bush first became president, and we had that incident with the AWACS airplane and the Chinese fighter, where our AWACS plane, they clipped it one another. They went down. It was a big international incident. All the financial services companies, including my own, had our websites hacked, by the Chinese at that point. It's the only time it's ever happened to me. Completely took over my website, and had all these, I didn't know what it said, all these Chinese characters and everything that was up on it. That's what they're capable of doing. We talk about with the pipeline. Again, in my opinion, one of the bigger stories of, last year that, quite frankly, you and I discussed what happened in Pinellas County, Florida, with the water supply.
Yes, sir.
This is where the danger lies. I mean, this is the real danger lies. I mean, we can buy as many aircraft carriers and missiles and guns as you want, but if someone can shut down the electricity grid in the United States, almost like dropping a neutron bomb over the United States without dropping one, I don't care. Your weapons are going to do no good, if that's the case. This is where the future of war is going to be, and obviously we are not prepared for it.
Yes, and you are absolutely right. And that was Oldsmar, Florida, where the water situation happened the way it did. Now, in the wake of Facebook's decision to permanently ban former President Donald Trump from the platform, a majority of voters now favor ending the legal protections for social media companies. Now, listen to these numbers. The online survey from the Rasmussen Reports finds that 59% of likely U.S. voters believe operators of social media platforms like Facebook and Twitter are politically biased in the decisions they make. Meanwhile, 26%, or less than half of the original number there, disagree and believe social media companies edit their content in a fair and balanced way. And then 15% just don't have a clue. But my point is, the majority of the people want these companies regulated.
Yeah, I'm going to go in an opposite direction. I think they should almost be like town squares, where you can go to some town square or some major city, and somebody could be walking around with a sign that the world is going to end, and they can say whatever they want. I think that that's, I'm in the free speech business. I don't think that any of these companies should be in the businesses of censoring anyone.
Right.
I just don't think it's a good idea. It's impossible. Who knows? It's going to be their version of the truth. Well, again, I understand it if you're charging for people, if you know exactly who people are, if it's kind of a closed thing, but you're presenting yourself as this, you know, open town square. I'm not a fan of doing that. So again, I'm in the free speech business. I want to know who the wackos are. If somebody's going to go out and say something crazy, let them say something crazy. That's always been the case. It's obviously never been on a global scale, but we've always had the town squares.
Yeah. Now, a lot of employers and a lot of businesses, especially small businesses, are looking for people to come to work because they need help, right?
Listen, need help is an understatement. You want to go over that jobs number that so many people described as surprising on Friday. That was the slightest bit surprised. There hasn't been a store, there hasn't been a restaurant that I haven't gone by or walked by over the past couple of months where I didn't see a help wanted sign. Not one.
Yep.
And I know all these people are not getting back to work, and that's the reality of the situation is people are choosing not to.
Yep.
You know, with food stamps and with all the extended unemployment, people are going to have to get them basically take the summer off.
Uh-huh.
All this stuff goes away in September, and it's going to be really tough for a lot of businesses out there, and it already is tough on a lot of businesses out there, adding to the increased cost of everything they're getting right now. It's going to also add to the supply chain issues that we have.
But I will bet you a dollar right now you did not know from March to April the number of workers employed by the government in the United States, which range from local, state to federal government, increased by some 48,000 workers, did you?
Well, I know the number dropped under the Trump administration. He figured it was going to pick up under Biden and continue to expand the government, and I think that's going to continue. I mean, for crying out loud, AOC and her Green Deal that Biden wants, they want to have 1.5 million climate corps there, some climate Gestapo that they're looking to put together. I mean, this is insane.
Well, it is, and you're absolutely right. But in the meantime, you know, when they talk about people can't find work, well, here's the government adding more people to the payroll, but you haven't heard anybody saying anything about it.
Yeah. Interesting, without a doubt.
Yep. And, of course, when you talk about all the different things that are out there, we have to take a look at the U.S. job growth, as you said, that missed the expectations that were out there. And real quick, we're going to take one quick call. Bagab and Bob, make it quick. You got about 30 seconds.
Okay, Ken. I was wondering if Chris thinks that inflation is really going to ramp up and are the price of commodities going to go up.
All right. I say yes, yes, and yes.
I'm going to say ramped up. I said it already is ramped up. And
you bet.
It's getting worse instead of better. It's been going up for a very long period of time, and now it's continuing to accelerate, that's for sure. So, yeah, inflation's here.
You betcha. All right. Well, we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day up there.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. We talk to him every day, Monday through Friday at this time. Look forward to talking to him tomorrow. Meanwhile, coming up, Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More coming.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.